Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Scholastica. And her story will begin with some of her words. Saint Scholastica was born in Italy around the year 480, the twin sister of Saint Benedict. Inspired by her brother's teachings, she founded a community of nuns near Monte Cassino, where she died in 543. It is said that at her death, her soul ascended to heaven like a dove. Her memorial is February the 10th. And she said, "I asked you, and you would not listen. So I asked my God, and he did listen." That's what Saint Scholastica had said to her brother, Saint Benedict. And she said, "If men knew the peace, good religious joy, the whole world would become a monastery." That's what Saint Scholastica had said. And so Saint Scholastica had said to her brother, "Please do not leave me tonight. Let us go on until morning talking about the delights of the spiritual life." That's what she wanted to do. And so as we celebrate anew the memorial of the Virgin Saint Scholastica, we pray, O Lord, that following her example, we may serve you with pure love and happiness and happily receive what comes from loving you. And through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. And before her death, Scholastica asked for a miracle so that her brother must stay the night of their last meeting. And Benedict reacted to the sudden downpour, saying, "God forgive you, sister, what have you done?" But she simply answered, "When I appealed to you, you would not listen to me. So I turned to my God, and he heard my prayer. Leave now if you can. Leave me here and go back to your monastery." So that's a little bit of it. Oh God, show us where innocence leads. You made the soul of your virgin Saint Scholastica soar to heaven like a dove in flight, and grant through her merits and her prayers that we may so live in innocence as to attain to joys everlasting. And this we ask through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And so Saint Scholastica, twin sister of Saint Benedict. Wow. And we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints, Saint Scholastica. And so, Saint Scholastica, she was born in 480 of wealthy parents, and Scholastica and Benedict were brought up together until he left central Italy for Rome to continue his studies. And the scripture teaches that if you train a child in the way of righteousness, they would never depart from it. And today, this is challenged like never before. In America today, about 1 in 10 Americans are classified statistically as fallen away Catholics. Something seems to have gone wrong the past few decades. Parents are not as a whole handing on the faith to their children. Twins often share the same interests and ideas with an equal intensity. Therefore, it is no surprise that Saint Scholastica and her twin brother, Benedict, established religious communities within a few miles from each other. The attack on the family has had a profound impact on faith. When mom and dad are living faith together as a family bond, their children hold fast to the faith more than 90% of the time. When everything falls on mom because dad is out of the picture, children holding on to the faith drastically is reduced to between 10 to 30%. The problem today does not seem to have been a problem for the parents of Saint Scholastica and Benedict. They were wealthy nobles living in Italy, yet would be the parents of two recognized saints. Saint Benedict was the twin brother of Saint Scholastica. And Saint Scholastica was from a very young age strong in her Catholic faith. And she wanted to live a life much like Saint Agatha and Saint Lucy, as she heard the heroic tales of their faith. In 480 AD was a time when most young girls, especially from wealthy homes, were literate, well-learned, often given in marriage, could own properties, and even divorce. Not Saint Scholastica. Saint Scholastica preferred to live within a community which began at her father's house, where other pious women joined her in forming a religious community, and they desired to live a Catholic spirituality that would bring them closer to Jesus. And living in a hermitage, Saint Scholastica dedicated her whole life for God. And what a great testimony this is of the parents of Saint Scholastica and Saint Benedict. And it is reported that Saint Scholastica's religious group would stay with her father until he died. He is a blessed man. Being the twin sister of her brother, Saint Benedict, that would be true as both were very close. Another great example coming from the parents. Today it would be easy to keep up with family even when separated by thousands of miles. Cell phones, internet, planes, automobiles makes opportunity much easier to keep up with family, friends, and associates. In 480 AD, that was not available. Every year, Saint Scholastica would meet with her brother, Saint Benedict, to pray together and discuss things religious and catch up with their plans. And one such day, after supper, they continued talking about their prayer when Saint Benedict felt it was time to go back to his abbey according to his rule. And this particular time, Saint Scholastica requested that her brother spend the night with her, and he was still wanting to head for the abbey when St. Scholastica simply closed her hands in prayer, and all of a sudden, an abrupt storm came causing flooding and heavy rain. And it would sound like this. The wild storms abruptly caused Saint Benedict to look at her, at his sister, asking, "What have you done?" And smiling, Saint Scholastica responded, "I asked you, and you would not listen. So I asked the Lord Jesus, and he did listen. And his response was, so now go off, if you can, leave me, and return to your monastery." And with the continued downpour, Saint Benedict was unable to leave. Thus they continued to spend the night discussing the faith. 3 days later, from his cell, Saint Benedict saw his sister's soul leaving earth and ascending to heaven in the form of a shining white dove. And Saint Scholastica lived such a holy life. Her body was brought to the abbey, where her body was placed in Saint Benedict's tomb that he had prepared for himself. And as parents, what a great thing it is when their children accept the truths of the Catholic faith and live it. Saint Scholastica would be honored by Pope Gregory the Great, who writes of her in his writing, Dialogues of Gregory the Great. And Hebrews chapter 12:1 tells us that we are surrounded by the host of heaven, a great cloud of witnesses marked with the sign of faith before us. And Saint Scholastica and her brother, Saint Benedict, both enjoyed for all eternity heaven, where they pray for us. Saint Scholastica is the patronage of schools, tests, books, reading, convulsive children, nuns, and invoked against storms and rains. And her feast day is February the 10th. And Saint Scholastica, along with Saint Benedict, are both beckoning us to pray for our priests. And so we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today. We pray, Lord, that they would hold fast to the apostolic faith, the deposit of faith, given to the Catholic Church, to present the gospel to the world who needs it so. Pray for our Catholic priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
And joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinners and all they meet. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and strength. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, greatness, gentleness, and compassion as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your Spirit upon us, on your deacons, as they serve your church. And make them fertile ground, Lord, for your inspiration and love. And comfort our deacons, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministries. And we pray for our seminarians, Lord. Give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. Give them peace, Lord. And give them strength, Lord. And give them wisdom, Lord. Fill your church with the spirit of courage and love. And raise up worthy ministers for your altars, Lord, around the world. And grant this to our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And we pray for our altar servers, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass in your sacred presence. Our hearts are filled with joy and peace. And may your Spirit always guide us, so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Open our mouths, Lord, to bless your holy name and cleanse our hearts, Lord, from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will that we may serve worthily at your holy altar. All for the honor and glory of God. And as we pray for all of our priests and our altar servers. We pray for all of our children, Lord. They are a blessing coming from you, Lord.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
We pray for our children. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. Along with Saint Scholastica and Saint Benedict and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian and Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Daphne and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher and Saint Michael the Archangel and Saint Raphael the Archangel and Saint Gabriel the Archangel and Saint Monica and Saint Anthony. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put in their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. And Lord, you are my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved by my enemies. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion, that all life be recognized and respected. We pray for all those who are in need of help, Lord. We pray for those who are held back by addictions and those who need deliverance from those addictions. And we pray, Lord, for those who have recently, we pray, Lord, for the prodigals. Thank you for loving the prodigals even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America and for our soldiers and veterans, Lord. And we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for those who are resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. And we pray for those who work in the hospital setting, our hospital nurses and doctors. And we pray for all those who are sick and ill there, recovering in the hospital setting, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And Lord, we pray for the elderly. We pray, Lord, for those in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses set throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. And Lord, we pray for those who have recently passed. We pray for those who have recently passed from this life. We pray for peace, Lord. With what's been happening in the Middle East, we pray for peace, Lord. We pray for what's happening and happened in the Ukraine and in Israel. And we pray for anyone that's held hostage to be released. We pray for the end of Hamas. We pray for peace, Lord. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and the life and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. And may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. And may they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those whom he has chosen. And we thank you, Lord, for loving us this much.
Grafted in the vine and nourished by the tree of life, echoes from the word that flesh and illuminates the light. Just remember that I committed long ago, not just my body, but my mind, and yes, my soul. And though your sins, I'll never let you go. You keep holding on to this cross, keep holding.
Yeah.
He loves us this much. And heaven is counting on us.
Heaven is counting on you. Run with their heart, that is true. Carry the cross, reaching the lost. Heaven is counting on you. We are standing at the end of time. We are part of a grand design.
And I will tell the world right here from Deeper Truth.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, make your sea Edwards for right-paging telephone.
All final boarding call for flight 1814.
A testimony. I am a follower of Christ. He is the one and only way to heaven. I am so glad I met him. I want everyone to know.
Amen. And that's our mission here at Deeper Truth. And some out there listening here, you may be caught in the eye of the storm. Anyone out there that is suicidal, open your heart and mind to Jesus. He will pour in that love, and he can change your condition. So if you're caught in the eye of the storm, whatever that storm might be, just wait upon the Lord. He said, come follow me and come to me, you who are weary, and you will find rest. And he will give us and send you rest.
Oh, my Lord, you are my shepherd and I shall not want. Oh, my Lord, beside still waters, you repair my heart. I trust in you. Oh,
Don't be a stranger to His holiness.
Looks like the boy's in trouble again. Living much too close to the edge of sin. Now he finds himself where he should not have been. Oh God, why is your peace so hard to find? And the answer to the questions that haunt my mind. Oh Lord, your ways are not. Oh my.
And tomorrow, Our Lady of Lourdes is going to be in the Gap tomorrow. Tomorrow in the Gap. Our Lady of Lourdes will be in the Gap tomorrow. And we will end with this. We're getting ready for a major election here in the United States. And so I'm going to end this with this.
The Adventures of Trumper Man. Faster than a left-wing impeachment scam. More powerful than a big mouth House Speaker. Able to confirm 3 Supreme Court justices in his first term.
Look, they're in the White House. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Trumper Man. Yes, it's Trumper Man. Strange visitor from the business world who came to the White House with powers and abilities far beyond those of the normal politician. Trumper Man, who can change the course of tough legislation. Confirm 3 Supreme Court justices in his first term. And who, disguised as Donald Trump, not-so-mild-mannered leader of the free world, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and America first.
And there you go. The Adventures of Trumper Man. And that's going to be coming up fast. Very fast. So we will end with this.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and helped the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Amen. And we will close for tonight. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. And tomorrow, Our Lady of Lourdes will be in the gap tomorrow, standing in the gap with us tomorrow. But we will look forward to tomorrow. God bless. And see you tomorrow. Amen. Good day.